אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
And we're now joined by Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
Let's begin with the main headlines of this week's edition, with the reopening of the Holocaust Museum in Melbourne, with the visit of the Prime Minister and the opposition leader.
Yes, in a sign of a bipartisan unity amid rising anti-Semitism in Australia and worldwide, the Prime Minister and the leader of the opposition both spoke at the reopening of the Melbourne Holocaust Museum on Wednesday. Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton joined with many other political and Jewish leaders in a solemn ceremony attended by several Holocaust survivors, and they both spoke about the tide of anti-Semitism which has affected the Australian Jewish community since October 7 terrorist atrocities in Israel.
We actually have some recordings of what he said. Let's hear it.
Since the atrocities of the terrorist action by Hamas on October 7, Jewish Australians have been bearing a pain you should never have had to bear again. And you are feeling fear, anxious that the long shadows of the past have crept into the present. That should not be happening in a land that offered refuge then and embraces you now. As the conflict continues, anti-Semitism is on the rise, but we will not let it find as much as a foothold here. Australia will always denounce it and reject it utterly, just as we do all forms of racism and prejudice.
We just heard some of Anthony Albanese's speech from the reopening reception of the Holocaust Museum in Melbourne last Wednesday. Shane?
Yes, he concluded what the Holocaust Museum so powerfully reminds us is that when we maintain meaningful contact with the past, we give ourselves our best chance of ensuring it doesn't become our future. And Dutton said, across Australia right now, there's a need for unequivocal and unqualified condemnation of the anti-Semitism that we are witnessing. He said, we stand here today in the aftermath of the most obscene acts of anti-Semitism on our own soil, acts we didn't think were possible in a tolerant country like Australia. He said that for everyday Australians, a simple act of moral courage which leads to moral clarity is to visit this museum, including with your children, to hear the voices of those who died and survived, and to understand how hateful ideas so easily transform into evil deeds. Of course, the museum had been closed for remodeling since 2020.
And it's so important to have the Holocaust Museum opening again, especially these days where it's all about educating the young generation so they can learn from the past, which brings me now to the anti-Semitic incidents which are still occurring around Australia. What can you tell us about this, Shane?
So Victoria police are investigating a racially motivated attack that happened on an elderly Jewish man in Bentley in Melbourne last Shabbat. The man's son, Anton, who does not want his last name used, said the assailant saw calendars with Hebrew writing on his father's car and went back to his own vehicle to get a syringe, and that's when he attacked. So the son said dad fought him off. He fell to the ground. He was kicking and screaming. The syringe broke, so the liquid of the syringe was on my dad's top, which the police have taken, and they found the needle in my dad's clothing. Police say the man was not physically injured, and Anton said his dad is doing okay physically, but not so much mentally. He has been traumatized from the attack, and he's scared about walking to the synagogue. He says Victoria police have contacted them, and they have arranged a meeting. He added, I've been really left in the dark about everything, and not really sure what's happening until the next sit-down meeting. I hope there'll be more information, he said. One positive thing about the incident, Anton said, is that the rabbi, the shul, and the whole Jewish community is showing him a lot of support since the attack. Anton's message to the community in the wake of the attack on his father is simple. Be vigilant, stay safe, and understand the true nature of the threats we are facing at the moment. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dash cam footage or any further information is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Okay, thanks for that. Do you have some information about what group ages are being targeted? Like if it's the young ones, elderly, religious people, or is it more generic?
It can be an opportunity case-by-case basis. It's different. This was an incident, a violent incident. Other incidents, like at the previous rallies, where some were violent, like throwing stones, which I suppose it can be random. Other things are like verbal abuse and things like that, which can be directed at groups or anyone. So, yeah, it can be a mix of things. Mm.
Shane, as a journalist for the Australian Jewish News, do you feel that something is changing, especially in the last month?
I personally don't feel that my safety is at risk, but I know many in the community do, especially, you know, children, women and the religious are certainly feeling it at the moment. But it's also more, when you see, for example, this spiky kind of thing with Palestinian flags coming into Jewish areas, for example, in Sydney, and then groups of Palestinians starting to come into Jewish areas and outside synagogues. That's when the reality is it is dangerous. Many people are feeling it personally, and some people are like taking precautions to not be visibly Jewish, which is a real tragedy, but it's totally understandable. On the plus side, there's been some new things. For example, in Victoria, the Victorian government has announced $8 million to combat both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia a year after it promised a $3 million package to address anti-Semitism. So that's a welcome boost, which is greatly needed at the moment in Victoria. And the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubenstein has congratulated New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and New South Wales Attorney General Michael Daly for responding to community concerns with the introduction of a bill on Tuesday to make it easier to prosecute offenders who publicly threaten or incite violence based on race, religion, and a number of other attributes. So that's another tool in the kit to tackle anti-Semitism in New South Wales. And of course, New South Wales Police already has a special set-aside unit, Operation Shelter, to specifically target acts of anti-Semitism. And hopefully, be nice if Victoria Police would do something similar.
Mm. I want to quickly touch on a story about planned protests. We are talking about a pro-Palestinian protest, but this time involving young university and high school students.
Yeah, so this was going to take place in Melbourne on Thursday and in Sydney on Friday. But basically, it's quite a concern that some university-led high school protests, pro-Palestinian protests, were scheduled to occur, which meant, school kids could basically wag class so that they could attend these pro-Palestinian political rallies. So what can I say about that? Victorian Premier Jacinda Allen, she sharpened her position on plans by the school students to miss school on Thursday to attend the Melbourne rally after more than 6,000 parents, students, teachers and principals from the Jewish community called on the Premier and the Deputy Premier and Education Minister on Victoria Education Department to take a clear, forceful stance on this. Monday's letter had 6,359 signatories, including parents, as I said, and school principals, including Rabbi James Kennard of Mount Scopus and Mark Light of King David School and Shula Lazar of Libra Yavna College. The open letter was written after the government appeared vague over the planned walkout for school strike for Palestine, heavily promoted to school students by Free Palestine Melbourne, in line with overseas strategists by pro-Palestinian organisations. Meanwhile, in Sydney, Executive Council of Australian Jewry has written to the Federal Education Minister Jason Clare, expressing deep concern ahead of Friday's school strike for Palestine in Sydney. Alex Rivkin said, "We have written to the education minister to convey our deep concern over actions organised by activists who are encouraging school students to leave their schools to attend these rallies. And we're asking for the minister's understanding and her leadership in what is a uniquely traumatic time in the history of our people and community. And we're asking the minister to publicly condemn these actions and to work with his counterparts in each state. And Wentworth MP Allegra Spender told the Jewish News that the protest poses a risk to Jewish children, and she is calling on students to carefully consider their actions, because we can't let the conflict in the Middle East create conflict among our children. And the protests risk further escalating Jewish children who are already so frightened by rising anti-Semitism. I urge all students, she said, to give some thought to the impact their actions may have on the mental health of their Jewish classmates. Now, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns was very strong on this. He said, an educated, intelligent, engaged and knowledgeable community is what we should all be striving for, and a strike against school is almost the antithesis of that. He said, I don't want them to attend. I want them to get educated, and I want to make this point sincerely, as I realise it may not be greeted with enthusiasm by some of those who want to go on strike, but if you want to change the world, get an education, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And New South Wales Minister for Education, Prue Carr, told the Jewish News that skipping school to attend a protest is not acceptable. A petition against a school strike in Sydney has garnered over 5,600 signatures by Wednesday morning.
Mm. And you can read more about this story on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, let's finish off with John Howard, the former Prime Minister of Australia, addressing the community in Sydney.
So former Prime Minister John Howard conveyed his affinity with Australia's Jewish community, telling congregants at Sydney's Central Synagogue last week that the community has enriched our lives and our nation. He said, you are an indelible part of the story of our nation, and don't let any bigotry from a narrow-minded minority of Australians make you think otherwise, he said in a powerful address. The former Liberal statesman said he understood the concerns of the community since October 7, and expressed his anger at the anti-Semitism that has since been on the rise. He said, when I read stories of discrimination against Jewish people, where I hear stories of schools telling their students not to wear their uniforms outside the school grounds, I think to myself, this cannot be the Australia that I grew up in, and it cannot be the Australia that was so magnificently led on the battlefield of World War I by arguably Australia's greatest Jewish son, General Sir John Monash. Howard moved to reassure the community that any discriminatory reactions are not representative of the vast majority of Australians. He said, the great majority of your fellow Australians are as appalled as you are at these manifestations of bigotry, and they believe in the unity of this country and in the contribution that the Jewish people have made, not only to Australia, but to mankind through all the ages, Howard said.
Wonderful. Shane, remind our listeners, what is your website so they can check other stories and what is happening in the Jewish community of Australia?
Yeah, so for more information, you can go to australianjewishnews.com. We update everything on the website as soon as we can. Of course, our print deadlines are set, but we all have everything on our social media and on our website.
Shane Nezyatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much for your time, and speak to you next week.
Thank you.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.